That's toast. Just toast.
Well, apparently the Easter's cancelled.
I think the world's cancelled.
The world's cancelled. The world's on hold. So everyone's got coronavirus. Everyone's got a case of the Wuhans.
Mike's got it.
Yeah, Mike's got it. So it's only...
It's just us two.
It's only me and you today, Luke. We haven't done a car pub in a while. It's been absolutely mental at work. So we haven't had time to meet up and eat any carbs.
But it's not cancelled. That's the key.
We're still the car pub continues, regardless. You can throw anything at us. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse could ride in right this second and we'll be like, hang on a minute. You're being too loud. We're recording over here.
There's no taking car pub out as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
people are fighting this stress and like working hard and you know, it's all this up in the air. There's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and I think car pub's the light.
It is.
I do.
It is. So yeah, Easter's cancelled, but not if you're a car pubber. We've got hot cross buns.
Yes.
We have two hot cross buns, and we've got very, very little spread because all the shops have bought out of everything we could possibly find. But we have hot cross buns. What are we going to toast them?
You've got to toast them. You got to.
Yeah? Shall I put them down now?
Yeah, let's chuck them down.
Let me chuck them down.
Look, our reserves for spread is very low. Like, we're going to be scraping the bottom of these tubs to just about get enough to spread onto these hot cross buns. From then on out, I mean, well, we've got to get into supermarkets and try and get some spread because, you know, hard times.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. If everything is on lockdown, which it isn't yet in this country, but it's looking like it might be, which is obviously, if you can't tell from our accents, the UK. We're not going to be able to do a car pub because we're not going to be able to...
Of course we can.
Well, how are we?
We'd have to, in the same way the government's changing things to make it, you know, make the country roll on, we will have to change car pub. We'll just have to have spreadless toast.
Yeah, but it's all about the brand and the make and the model, if you will, of the bread. Then how we if you go and get some like Warburton's whatever and I can't find any anywhere, that's not gonna work.
Oh, what you're talking if we get split up and put on lockdown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we can record this over the internet. That's not a problem at all. But it's there's a bit of an issue finding the same brand of bread. Unless we each just review the bread that we have.
Yeah, that would work. That would definitely work.
I think that would work. Because then we can get Mike in on it as well, if we can put up with his coughing and sniffing and snot sounds. But I can probably edit that out if we've all got separate audio streams.
Exactly.
Or
he can just stay in isolation and we can do it and he doesn't join.
I think this will be slice 12. So dozen slices, which is quite nice.
That is good.
So when Mike listens to this one, he'll be our first official listener, won't he?
Yeah, he will.
Because he's not participating, and nobody else probably listens to this. So, yay, we have one. Oh, toast that.
All right, let's get these going then.
Oh, it's a bit crispy. I'll bring them over.
You'll bring them over? Ah, yeah. Oh. So, getting smart. Waited on. This is great.
Okay, there's spread.
Well, not if you can call it that.
Knock it around too much.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. This is carb hard poverty. That's a very little amount of spread.
We should, it for the future, in case of other epidemics and other disasters,
we should stockpile
spread.
I agree.
Just for the carb hard. We won't feed it to our family. It's just for us.
It's for us in case anything like this happens again. You know, like Corona version 2 or something. Could happen.
Good. Well, this is a mutation of the Corona virus.
Yeah.
I think.
It is. Like so there could be a new mutation.
It could be. I think there are two variants of it. I seem to recall reading.
So this could be a third one.
It could be a third one. It could be seasonal. It could come back. Although I don't know how true that is.
I think we owe the great British public and the worldwide public car pub. I think we owe it to them in these times, you know. It's put a smile on people's face.
I think we do. I think it'll keep us going.
Good. They smell good as
they
well.
They do smell nice.
Damn.
Okay, we need knives, which we haven't prepared.
We have. They should all, those ones all up there should be ready to go.
Okay, right. Okay, right. Got the knives. We don't need anything else.
No. Right. Let's try and get what we can out of these tubs. It's going to be tricky.
I think I'll be all right. I'm pinching Mike's spreadable Norpak, slightly salted, butter blended with rapeseed oil. Normally, me and you both have the vegan stuff, don't we?
We do. Flora. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I like it as well. I mean, I like classic animal product butter more, but I have no problems with the vegan stuff either.
You're not against it?
If it, I would buy it over the
normal stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because it doesn't really make much difference.
It doesn't.
But if you haven't had it in a while, and then you taste some of the animal fat stuff, then you really remember, oh, this tastes good.
Right, I'm going in, because this is hot, and it looks good, and the spread's melting, and it smells amazing.
Yeah, so you got the bottom there?
Mm.
Yeah, me too. So what brand are these?
Mother's Pride again.
Mother's Pride. They're never quite as good as you want them to be. But this tastes alright.
I'm big on this.
You know, sometimes when you toast a food with raisins in it, the raisins kind of break up and like spread the flavour around.
Mm.
I think these must be the cheapest, shittiest, driest raisins on the planet because they're still solid. Like when you bite into them, there's a bit of softness there.
There's something magical about a hot cross bun. Like, I know this is a budget brand, but it's still bloody good.
It is. I wonder what it is about them that they've added to give it that flavour. I don't know what the ingredients are or anything. It does taste good though.
Mmm.
Okay. So we've cut it in half like it's a bagel. We're about to try the top half in a moment once we spread it.
Most people would say the top half is the dominant half.
Oh yeah.
So we've had like the warm up. Now we're going in for the main course, as it were.
I haven't got enough spread,
man. I'm yeah.
I genuinely do not have enough spread.
This is rough, man. I'm scraping the very bottom here.
I think, dear audience of one, if you don't hear back from us after this, assume we've died of starvation.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good shout, to be honest.
There's literally no spread at all.
Yeah, I'm rationing this lightly across.
See, my problem is that I like it really thick.
I know.
And I'm having to...
I feel bad.
I can't even... I'm going real thin with this and I can't even cover the whole surface.
Yeah, same.
I don't feel like this is a fair...
I need more. I've got to scrape more. I've got to really, really scrape the bottom.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Maybe if we just, like, spit on it a little bit?
Oh, I don't. That's wild.
What's that?
I'll spit on your one if you want.
Yeah, alright. Okay, I think I'm going to have to go with that.
Right, this is the absolute maximum.
You've scraped quite a bit out of that, actually.
I've done well. Tactical scraping.
It was, yeah.
But there's no more after this. This is the end. Top half, let's go.
My top half burnt.
Mmm. It's good, but I think we overdid the top a little bit. I do.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you like it overburnt, you know?
Yeah. I like... I don't know which way around to say it. I like charred, but I don't like burnt.
Right.
Like, if you put a bit of toast in a toaster and it comes out black, not entirely black, but with, like, bits of black on it, that's fine. But if you've got enough black there for it to start going grey, that's too well done. Although, like any sane human, I like my steaks rare.
This is good. I'm into it. I don't know if we're biased because we haven't done a hot cross bun yet, but hot cross bun's a good man.
Yep. Jesus can come back to life if he wishes. Because the Pope said he's staying dead this year, isn't he?
That's true. That hit the spot, though.
It did. It was good. What are you gonna? We're not going to do a raw, uncooked one. We're just going to do the toasted one because we haven't got anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
We're literally like having more food.
We're poverty at the moment. We're just...
Anything for content now, eh?
Yeah, we're going to Tesco's like bloody Oliver Twist. Like, please, sir, can we have some bread? Just anything. And they're out the back finding whatever they can find for us.
Mouse shit.
It's hard to rate because we haven't done a hot cross bun yet, but I do think I would give that a happy 7.4.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards a low 7 because I haven't had many hot cross buns in my life.
What?
Easter's not something I celebrate, and I don't normally...
Well, you don't have to celebrate to go and buy a hot cross bun in the shops.
I don't. When I go out and get some food...
you don't pick them.
It seems like a bit of a snack food, and I go for sweeter snacks rather than a savoury or like a bread or anything like that. So,
okay.
I liked it, but I know there's better.
Oh, it's definitely better.
So I think sure. I'm going to give it... And also, we have to acknowledge that the flavour isn't the bread. It's all the other stuff in it as well.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But that comes with the territory of the hot cross.
Oh, yeah, of course. You still rate it as a package, don't you? It felt good. The crunch was nice. It was a bit burnt, but that's my fault because I toasted it for too long. But I know I've had better out. I know I've had better in the past, and there's better out there.
Yeah.
So there I think I'm going to give it 7.1.
I think that's a genuine good score. Maybe 7.4 is a little bit too high in retrospect. Maybe I would go 7.3.
Well, you've given it 7.4 now, so that's locked in.
All right, they can have it. They can have their 7.4, and I hope they're happy with that.
We'll re-review it if we're not dead next year.
Next year, next week.
Yeah. We are done.
We're done. Carbs out.
Stay safe, wash your hands, and stop licking strangers' faces.
Yeah, alcohol gel.
60% or more.
Don't cough in people's mouths, basically.
Well, keep that to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Just your partner and, cousins and mothers and fathers. And
basically, do your own thing.
Just do whatever it does.
Just don't infect us.
Yeah. Listen to the government. Right. Anyway, that's out. That's us out. Carbs out.
Carbs out.
But that's toast.